Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. You hang up being there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourselves up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economics. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control buildings and industry, and put that pools in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for a lease. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folks got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations who got the money. That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money from the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor that is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk own and control less than 35 thousandths of 1% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad-mouthing you. And O'Reilly, they can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. You know you only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March for what? Who cares? Marching has never changed anything.
Many a young athlete entertains hoop dreams. Few, if any, have tried as hard to make them come true as the kid our Steve Hartman has gone to see.
Every week, he set himself up for disappointment. Every week, 13-year-old Jamarian Stiles came to this community center in Boca Raton, Florida, hoping to play basketball with the other kids. And every week, he was rejected.
They'll start picking teams, and I would be the only one left out. And then they'll just tell me, just go home and stuff. You can break someone's heart like that.
The problem was obvious to everyone but Jamarian. He lost his hands and most of his arms as an infant due to a rare bacterial infection. But he insisted that was no reason to give up his hoop dreams.
What about soccer? Have you heard of that sport?
Yeah, hear it every day.
Why don't you play soccer? That just seems like the obvious thing.
You would think that I would be good at soccer. I'm really not. I'm horrible.
Which is why, on the first day of class here at Eagles Landing Middle School, Jamarian took his case to basketball coach Darian Williams.
Yeah.
Said he wanted to be on the team this year.
I said, all great, well, just make sure you try out.
He said, okay, great, but what are you really thinking?
This man has no arms.
Yeah.
How is he going to play basketball? But man, he told me, Mr. Williams, I've never been on a team before. Even if I don't play, I just want to be on the team. And how could I say no to that?
And that's how the Eagles got their first armless basketball player. Jamarian, number two there, quickly earned a reputation as the hardest worker on the squad.
He was usually the first one in the gym, usually the last one to leave.
Phil, he sat on the bench most of the season.
Try one more.
Until last month. Coach put him in the game with about 6 minutes left. And when he eventually got the ball on the far side of the court, everyone yelled, "Shoot it!" So he did. And sank. A three-pointer. And if you didn't quite see that, don't worry. Because shortly after, he got the ball again. This time on the near side. For another three-pointer. At the buzzer. Jamarian Stiles, the kid no one would pick, was now everyone's hero. Needless to say, today, Jamarian can play all he wants at the community center. He just made the volleyball team and has every intention of playing football next year. Really, the only thing he won't play is the victim.
If I could wave a magic wand right now and give you your arms back, would you want them?
I don't need them.
You don't need them?
No.
Who needs hands when you've got this kind of touch?
Now learn this from Joel Osteen. That's my man. He be texting me. That's my man. This God done put some people around me, show me some stuff. He was telling this story. He said this man that went to heaven, he was walking with Peter down this aisleway, and was going down this corridor, had a lot of doors on it, and said all these doors had names on it. And he said, Peter, let me ask you something. What's all these doors, these names on? He said, don't worry about it. Just go ahead. So he kept walking. And he messed around. He saw one of them doors and had his name on it. He said, whoa. He said, hey, Peter, this here ain't got my name on it. Something I need to know? He said, man, don't worry about that. You here now. Just go on in there and talk to him. See what he said, nah, I won't know what's in the door. He said, you sure you won't see what's in the door? He said, yeah. So he opened up the door. It was a warehouse. It had nothing but shelves on it. And then the shelves had nothing but packages. And all the packages had his name on them. And he said, what is all these boxes? He said, that's all of the blessings, all of the things God wanted to ship to you. But number one, you didn't ask him for it. Then number two, you didn't believe you would have it. Then you doubted him. And then you felt like you wasn't worthy. And so now all these boxes is up here. Now the man standing there wishing he had never even been in the room. And I started thinking. I got some dudes that work for me. And I said, I want you to do this graph for me. And that's what I'm finna show you now. See, what you're having is, when God sends your package, he only sends it to one street. That's Faith Street. You got to stay in faith. You can't move off of Faith Street. You can't get on Doubted Drive. You can't be over there and start doubting it, because your package going to go right on by. You can't lose your faith and get on Not Meant to Be Way, because your package is going to keep going right on by, because the package just go to Faith Street. You can get your little feelings hurt, I ain't worthy. Guess what? Your package going to keep going right on by. You have not because you ask not. Then you sit up here and start feeling sorry for yourself. You go on pity way, your package keep going right on by. If you stay right on Faith Street, don't ever come off, because the blessing is coming. If you wait on it, here it comes. It may not come when you want it, but it on time. But if you get up and you move off of Faith Street, your box going to get sent back to sender. And now you're going to have a warehouse with a bunch of boxes with your name on it that you didn't never get. And I don't know about you, but I want everything he got for me. If he got something for me, I need all of mine. Because I don't know about you, but God lay you out, man. God will give you stuff. Man, he done took me places I ain't never thought I was going to go. I done seen parts of the world I never even thought I could go to. He done gave me stuff. He done put people in my life. God will do it for you, man. But you just got to stay, man. Use these principles of success. Understand, God is just that way. He'll lay you out. Because if he can lay me out, see, if he fix me and change me and get me over here trying to do better, I ain't perfect. I'm just trying to do better. I still say some stuff I ain't supposed to say. You understand? I ain't got it all together yet. I just got in the gate. I'm a new kind of Christian. But ain't no lock on my gate either. So if you see, once you check me, I'm probably going to check you back. But I'm getting better at that. I don't know how to love my enemies yet. I'm getting better at it, though. But it's a process. And the more times we can make people understand that it's a process, the more people can come in. And y'all people that have been good to me, that have been praying for me. I mean, man, my mama, if she could see me now, I just wish my mama could see me. Because she's been praying for this hill all her life. Watch my son. Well, he done watched me, mama. And I'm cool now. And my philosophy is very simple. I was who I was, but I am who I am. And I'm cool with both them people. Because who I was wasn't that bad a cap. I made some mistakes, but I've been changed a little bit. And it's still a process. And the more people that you invite into the process, the better this is. Because ain't nobody perfect know-how. So I really appreciate y'all, man, hearing me and listening to me. I'm going to ask Kirk Franklin if he will come.
All right. Very important day today. Today's podcast is titled Patreon Solar Home 30. And what we shall be doing every podcast, we'll be doing more than that today because we're covering, you know, what we're going to be doing, is the first 30 minutes of a podcast. Now, that's due to subject to change. We might stick it on the end of the podcast, but right now we're going to start it at the beginning. Try it out this week to see how it works at the beginning of this live stream. We shall be doing planning. And we have a Facebook page, but a Patreon page. Now, that's paid membership. That's not for everybody, but it's a paid membership. Now, I'll go over that momentarily, what that's about, because I had to call a guest and get him on the line and all that type of stuff. But we've got four levels of membership. If you want to take a sneak at it right now, you can go to our Patreon page, which is It's My House TV. It's My House TV, and then you can see our four basic levels, and we're going to be adding on to that. But we're starting today, and we're going to run through, you know, what it's about. You know, what we're doing on Patreon and what we're going to be doing offline that, you know, connects with all that and everything else. So, on that note, we're going to play, now I've played this little clip several times on here. This 11-year-old, she's 12 years old now, Laura Nelson. If Laura Nelson can do it, we can do it. So listen to what we're going to play, because we're essentially going to duplicate on a regular daily basis what Laura Nelson has done. And she's just 12 years old right now.
Also tonight, the incredible transformation and the Buffalo Strong spirit that made it all happen. 7 Eyewitness News reporter Taylor Epps shows us how a young lady has completed her very own renovation project.
11-year-old Lauren Nelson had big plans for her summer.
I thought it was going to be pretty fun, but with COVID going on, it was going to be not as fun as it could be.
But things changed one day when she was flipping through an American Girl doll magazine at her home in Attica.
And she showed us a $650 VW bus. My husband was like, that's ridiculous. You could buy your own camper for that price.
So she did just that. Lauren saved some money and started looking. A neighbor just down the road had this 20-foot camper that caught her eye.
And then the one day, up popped a for sale sign, and she squealed the whole way home,
and she started negotiating.
It wasn't very hard. He said $500, and I said $400 because that was the money that I had in my bank account. He said sold.
Then it was time to renovate.
It was a process. We brought home a family of mice. And so there was a lot of deep cleaning, but that didn't stop her.
I was very motivated because I really wanted a place where I could just, like, hang out, like, my own house.
The whole renovation process took Lauren about 2 months, and with the help of family and friends, she was able to turn this into this.
It's called Camp Hygge. It means very comfortable and safe. It has its own kitchen and bathroom, so it's like a tiny house.
So now you're the owner of a tiny home at 11 years old.
Yes.
The whole project cost her $800.
She has 3 envelopes that she puts her money in, give, save, and spend. I think she made a really good choice. She now says she's part of the Tiny Home Nation.
She was able to turn her summer around and hopes to inspire others to do the same.
Which is awesome to see that somebody who's 11 years old had her own vision but now is out there and other people are contacting us and they've gone out and bought a camper to do the same thing.
If you're looking to have some big plans in the future, you should go out and do it. Make it happen.
In Attica, Taylor Epps, 7 Eyewitness News.
Welcome to Camp Hygge. Hygge.
This 11-year-old spent her summer turning the inside of this camper from this to this.
I was looking through an American Girl magazine, and I saw a camper for $650 for an American Girl, and it was a very nice camper. My dad said that was really expensive for us, so he said that we could get a real camper for that amount of money. So then I went out and I started looking for one. We saw down the road a house had a camper for sale that I had been looking at for a while. So I really wanted to get it, and the guy said it was for $500. And then I told him $400 because that was what I had, and he said sold.
And the total cost of renovations thus far? $400.
We had looked on Pinterest and saw a lot of cool camper ideas, and I liked the CT Bauhaus style with lots of plants and different colors and sea glass and driftwood, that style. So I liked that, and we decided to paint the camper walls white and then our kitchen cabinet turquoise. So this is my dining area. I got this from our potting shed that had dust and dead flies all over it, so we cleaned it up and that's what we got. We planted some plants from Dollar General in there. We have all of this on the backside came from our house except for that one picture back there from Dollar General. And a fun fact about these, this table and these cabinets, they flip down into a bed, and so does this. And then over here we have the kitchen where we can't quite cook stuff yet, but it's very decorative. And this is our refrigerator to fit inside of it. And then if we walk a little further down, we have right here, these are very nice decals that we got for a dollar at the Dollar Tree. And then if we walk a little bit farther in here, we have a mirror that we painted the edges that came with the camper originally. And we have a closet over here, and it's the one little camper I got this side from my neighbor who made it for me. And then we keep walking, and now we're in the bedroom. So we have 4 beds in here, and we got these really cute mattresses off of Etsy.
She painted most of it herself. She had her grandma come over the one day and help with the cupboards, but I would be gone for the day, and I'd come home, and she'd say, like, you could tell, and I'd say, how long were you in here? And she's like, oh, I painted about 4 hours straight.
Well, I'm very creative and artistic, so I love to paint and draw and stuff like that, so it kind of came to me naturally.
With this COVID thing, it's kind of interrupting her fun that she wants to have in it, but she's making the best of it.
Lauren hopes to be able to have friends over soon, but a chance to get away from home works for now.
I hope you enjoyed my camper tour. Thanks for stopping by.
This is Inside Edition Digital.
All right, that was Laura Nelson. And when that story was originally done, which was last year, Laura was 11 years old. She's 12 years old now. Now, once again, Laura found a camper on, I believe, Craigslist, something like that. She negotiated the price down to $400. And she put $400 of her own money into it. So a total investment of $800, and she made it look like new. Now, Laura basically is keeping that camper for her own, you know, use and everything. But that camper can probably turn around and sell that camper for probably about 3 to 4 times what she put in there. So, I mean, 800 times 3 is $2,400. Even if she sold it for double that, she can sell it for, you know, $1,600 bare minimum. And, you know, that's a pretty good return on your money. So we are using that along with solar cabin, but that's a little bit more advanced. But we want to start off with that because Laura took a big, she didn't rent, you know, she's not renting it out. But we're looking at that. If an 11-year-old could do that, then we, anybody listening to this podcast can do that. Now, we have a Patreon page. If you go to, I'm going to explain that, what's that about, then I'm going to bring on my guests. We got Pleasant Stephens here today, too. If you go to our Patreon page, and it's My House TV on Patreon. Oh, man, people always call me at the wrong time. Anyway, it's My House on Patreon, and if you're there, let me go through that real quick. We have 4 tiers on there. 4 tiers. Now, to become an official Patreon of It's My House TV, it's just $1. It's $1 per month, $12 for the whole year. All right? You get ad-free content. You get early access to what we're doing. Bonus episodes and early access. Well, we already said that. So that's just $1 a month, and that $1 essentially will be. That's only available. That's limited to 25 people. Okay, limited to 25 people. So essentially, that will be used to offset our monthly blog talk fees, as well as, and that doesn't even pay for all of it, but it helps. And also our StreamYard fees. Okay, so only 25 people that can get into that, that's just $1 per month. That's it. Okay. The next category, tier, is the brainstorming Patreon tier, and that's limited to 25 people also. We might lower that, but right now it's 25 people. Now, that's $5 per month. Now, you get everything that's in the $1 tier, but what's included is we have live streams, which include chats, and you're included in that, and our brainstorming sessions, all right? And the brainstorming sessions will be geared towards 2 primary tiers of membership, okay? That, once again, that's $5 a month. And our goal is that if you act on the information that is provided in our brainstorming sessions, you'll be able to recoup that $5 every month and more. Now, the $5 per month brainstorming Patreon tier is geared toward, and it, once again, it's only 25 memberships for that, is geared towards getting you prepared for our next tier membership, and that's the Solar Home 30 Patreon membership. What is Solar Home 30? On Solar Home 30, we're going to concentrate on two basic types of projects, actually three. And that's limited to 12 people. Now, that's $350 per month. Okay? If you're timid or not ready to get in, get your hands dirty, this is not for you because it's $350 per month. But what we shall be doing is, once again, it's Solar Home 30. We shall be working on either buying, just like Laura Nelson, we'll be looking to buy and or build campers or cabins. You heard Laura Nelson. She's 11 years old. She renovated a camper. So one of the projects that we'll be looking to do, and this is on a weekly basis, people, a weekly basis, we'll be looking to buy a camper or build a camper or build a solar cabin like Lamar Alexander in the solar cabin audios that a lot of you have heard on here several times over the years. Those are the two basic type of product. If we can't buy it at the price that Laura Nelson bought it for, you know, $400 or $500, if we can't buy, then we're going to actually build something for that. So those are two basic type of projects that we're going to do. Now we call those are solar homes. Now, the reason why I say Solar Home 30, because you have to do at least be in on, if done right, and we're going to go into details on this, that's what the $5 per month thing is. The $5 thing is we're going to have five briefings per week on organizing on where we're going to buy, you know, where we're going to get the materials, where we're going to get the tools, all that stuff in the $5 per month section. There's going to be at least 20 briefings per month. So all in name, so you can get your $300, $350 back per month. That's what that's about during these two projects. All right? Now, the goal is, because we got a fourth tier, and that's the fourth tier is the E-Village Patreon, okay? You have to do at least 30 transactions. We might change that later, but at least 30 transactions successfully. You have to be in on this. Oh, matter of fact, let me break that down. The Solar Home 30 Patreon is limited to 12 people. That's it, 12. It's not 12 people on one particular project. It is broken up into groups of three. So we can have no more than four groups of three people. Each group will have no more than three people. So three people, your team of three, you get together and you build the solar cabin, or the three of you build the camper or what have you. Because I'm just figuring right now, this might change in our brainstorming sessions, but I'm figuring right now anything over three can kind of get hectic. I'm just saying, but I'm just one person. Now, once you have successfully completed 30 of these projects, then you can move up to our most expensive membership, which is $1,000 per month. But see, that's why you got to do at least 30 projects, because you can make your money for this. For the E-Village thing, which is $1,000 per month. And that whole thing is designed to recycle your $1,000 every month as well. That's when we actually buy land and the buildings on there and have a functional, I'm going to call them Dorfs. Dorf is what they're, Dorf, that comes from Germany, D-O-R-F. Dorf means small village. So some of the villages that I ran across in Germany only have four households. So we're gonna model something like that. But you can't automatically come into that, the e-village patron tier. You've got to successfully do 30 transactions with the Solar Home 30 tier level. And the reason why 30 is we want you to have 30 sources of income. So the Solar Home 30 thing will give you the training you need for that. But you can't start off with that. You can't start off at the Solar Home 30 thing. We start off with the $5 Patreon brainstorming session, or you can come in at the one. $1, you can't participate with our brainstorming, but, you know, you are supporting us at $1 per month. But for the brainstorming Patreon tier, that's $5 per month. We brainstorm, and, okay, who are going to be your two teammates for the Solar Home section of it, and then you go from there. All right. So now what we'll be doing every day, Monday through Friday, is at least this week. Now this week we're going to go over that, but we're going to take the first 30 minutes of the podcast, first 30, 40 minutes of the podcast, and we're going to look for materials and tools to put these projects together in a designated, in your neck of the woods. I'm in Florida. Robin is in Washington State. Pleasant, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Pleasant's up in Chicago. We're going to decide on where we're going to concentrate on for that week or 10-day period. Because there's we're giving out, and people, you can chime in on this in a minute, 10-day period that we have to locate the tools and the materials and any kind of labor we need, and we have a budget. Now, Lord Nelson had an $800 budget. I'm tweaking my hours up to a budget of $1,050. Okay. So in any event, Pleasant, what do you think about the 11-year-old Laura Nelson who built that little camper or renovated it for $800?
That was a smart move, but I would have to know more about who helped her to get that put.
Mom and Dad.
Because she would need somebody to help her.
Well, her parents. Her parents helped, her grandmother helped, and she had some friends.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to dig into that a little deeper.
Yeah, well, that, you know, the people that helped her, Mom, Dad. Her dad told her where to look, Craigslist. So she found the property on her own. And then she went with her parents but she negotiated it down to $400. So they just made sure she, you know, wasn't taken advantage of. And then for the renovation of it, because it had some mice in there and they had to clean it out and all that, so her mother, father, grandmother, some of her, you know, childhood friends, you know, 10, 11, 12 years old, those are the people that helped. That's it.
I think it was a good move. You know, I would just, for me, being as nosy as I am, I would just have to know a little more about how she arrived at where she's, from where she started to where she's completed it.
Well, I mean, the way I look at it, because, you know, basically, based on what I heard, I mean, they found it on Craigslist. So one of the things we're going to be doing to mimic her is, okay, we're going to be looking And, you know, in, let's say, Craigslist and Everett Washington where Robin is. You know, we're going to look at, all right, what's available. Now, she found, Laura Nelson, she found it for $600 on Craigslist. She negotiated the price down to $400 because, as the audio said, I mean, Laura said it herself, she, that's what her budget was. She had $400. So she negotiated the price down from $600 to $400. That's pretty straightforward. So then they got it moved back to her parents' home because she lives with her parents, 11 years old. And, you know, they had to clean it up. They had some mice in there, so they clean, disinfect, and all that. So that's mom, dad, grandmother, and some, you know, neighborhood kids. And they got it cleaned up, and as you heard her say, the mother might go off to work. So while the mother's at work, Laura likes to paint, and she likes to do arts, you know, arts and crafts type stuff. So Laura, a lot of the creativity came for her, you know. Some people do tree houses. Laura did a camper. So,
smart move for her to take on that type of job.
Right, right. So I'm figuring we can do something like that, but instead of keeping it, because Laura, it's in her parents' backyard, and she's 12 years old now, is I figure, okay, you get something in that ballpark, then, you know, and in the case of Laura, you know, all right, we would go online to find out where can we get the paint at an affordable price. If we don't have any tools in that neck of the woods, okay, where can we get the tools at an affordable price? If we don't find an affordable camper, because once again, our budget will be $1,050, so we might have to build something, all right? Then where can we get the wood? Where can we get the screws? I mean, are we going to use screws, nails? You know, what are the building materials that we? So all that stuff comes up in the brainstorming session. So we got it all on paper. We're thinking on paper before we actually are ready to organize a three-member team that's going to put up $350 each to get the $1,050. We already know where every penny is going to go before that group's even organized. And then we can go ahead and then within a 10-day period get everything done, including putting the property on the market so it can sell, so people can recover their $350 and make a profit. So
I think it's a smart move.
That's the primary deal. So we, like I said, we want to use the first 30 minutes of this podcast to do that. We're going to use the first 30 minutes. Now we're going to have other topics on here like we usually do. So we got to decide, well, you know, well, is 30 minutes going to be enough planning time? Then we might have to tack in another 30 minutes either after the podcast is over or tack on another 30 minutes at the end of the podcast where we got another 50 minutes of time provided Blog Talk doesn't drop us. So let me go to the next person here. Robin, you there?
Hi. Yeah. Hi, everybody.
How you doing, Robin? Now, Robin, any feedback on what you've heard this morning?
Yeah, I think it's brilliant that girl going out and getting her a mobile home and negotiating that down, and I think the whole thing is brilliant with the Patreon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's going to educate everyone on how, and at the end of it, they will actually. They're going to have a 100 return on their investment because they're going to own possibly, potentially a piece of land and a home. So this is your ministry. This is the outreach ministry, and now this is your program. Perfect. Okay?
So, never thought about it that way.
Yeah, so this is how we're going to formally shape your church, if you will, your ministry, okay? This is how we're going to formally organize and establish and launch It's My House Ministries, Outreach Ministries, okay?
All right. Now, like I say, it's to become an official patron, and that's $1 per month. Okay, essentially, you know, you'll be alert on early access to essentially what's going on with the second tier, which is the brainstorming sessions, and that's $5 per month. But the people that are in the $5 per month thing, we don't want your $5 if you don't do anything. Oh, let me go back to the $1. The $1 per month, that money will be used to basically help underwrite podcasts on its, you know, on what do you call it, Blog Talk Radio and StreamYard, you know, and occasionally Zoom. That's what the $1 per month is, and we'll give you some shout-outs on that. Now, the brainstorming Patreon level, that's $5 a month. That's for people that actually want to get some hands-on experience in building and developing an income, both passive as well as active or earned income, by putting together that it's brainstorming. Okay. So once we get the idea is already out there. The goal is to mimic an 11-year-old.
Wait a minute. Now we want to bring it up to $5 a month.
That's for the brainstorming session, because that's geared towards the next session. I mean the next tier, which is the solo home Patreon. That's where we actually. That's $350 a month, but that's only but there's groups of three. You can like.
What about a person in my condition at present? That ain't able to do anything. What we gonna do?
Well, you're in the brainstorming session. First thing, what you're given is your intellectual property. That's the first thing. Okay, so you got a lot of good ideas and experience on how things can be built without you ever picking up a hammer or anything like that. Now, on the $350 thing, okay, if we got a group of three, all right, we're already accounting for Pleasant's he's not able to do anything physically, but he's able to put up the $350. And he was part of the brainstorming session, and you're in your neck of the woods, okay, Chicago, the Chicagoland area, then you know the lay of the land, and you know where we can find this, that, and who we might get. So although you don't have to physically do anything, but you can give us guidance in your neck of the woods or anybody where they are anywhere on the planet.
Okay, I just didn't
want to
cut that person out.
No. It's just like Robbins and Everett, Washington. That's 30 minutes or so away from Seattle, Washington. So she's the boots on the ground person there. Okay, so the two partners that she might have, let's say it's me and you, because there's three of us on this line right now. All right, so you're in Illinois, I'm in Florida. We're not physically there to help Robin, but Robin's boots on the ground physically, so she knows of the resources and the people that can help put things together without us actually being there, although the partnership is only consisting of three people that put up $350 each. But that's the third level. We bang all that out for the $5 session, $5 a month. So that's So before, matter of fact, nobody can come into the you can't put up $350 automatically. Everybody's got to come in at actually the $5 session, because the $1 session you can't even get into the brainstorming. We're talking about $5 a month for the serious people. Oh, let me take this. Wait a minute. Hold on, people. Hey, Milt. I'm on a podcast right now. I'm gonna call you this afternoon. All right.
Tell him I said hi.
All right, that was Milton Smith.
Yeah, Milton, the
one of my college buddies. Yeah, he's been on here before too.
I ran his podcast for a while.
Right, yeah, right.
Instead of
Robin
doing Owen. Comedy, he came on and taught. It was like strange.
Okay.
I get around anyway. What?
So now the brain. Now what we're doing today is, right now we're brainstorming, because I've laid out my idea, the basic framework. It's not in stone, okay? You know, we're brainstorming, so, and it's just the three of us right now. So I'm open to ideas, okay? The fourth, now, I'll say this, and we can decide if we're going to start in Robin's neck of the woods first. Do we start up in Pleasant's neck of the woods first? I'm in Florida, and here's the fourth level, which is the E-Village part. Here's what I have down here. Where I'm at physically right now, I'm on a little bit on a quarter acre of land.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can set, and I got two carports. All right. So I got a big enough backyard to set up a backyard factory, or I can set up a carport factory. Right where I'm physically right now, I can take videos and pictures and all that so I can show people. 3-hour drive away from here, still in the state of Florida, 30 minutes away from the Georgia border, Valdosta, Georgia, I've got 4
mm-hmm.
acres of land. So I can build something here.
Valdosta.
Okay. Based on, which will be a forerunner to the E-Village Patreon, because I've already got the land. Okay. And we can do what we're going to do in the brainstorming session, move to the solo homes section, and then you guys can actually see, all right, how long did it take? You know, what do we have to tweak? What mistakes were made? How long did this take? Let's, you know, these adjustments. And that way you can see something here where I'm at, and then, you know, I can build three here, and then, or we can build maybe one here or two up there on the 4 acres. And then, all right, we can debug things, and then, all right, who's next? Will it be up in Chicago? Will it be up in, so, anyway.
Hey, L.A.?
But
L.A.?
I'm open.
I want
yes, ma'am.
I want to let everyone know that It's My House TV is not only on Blog Talk Radio and StreamYard and Patreon, but we have our own channel on Roku. We have had for over a year now. So for those of you that have Roku, you want to install It's My House, go to the channel store and search It's My House TV and add it, and you can watch us on Roku as well. We can also be watched live every day when we're live on Roku, Amazon, and Apple TV through Boxcast Television on the IM Streaming Network. Okay? Yeah.
All right.
So,
and Pleasant, I'm glad you mentioned that. For those who don't know, Pleasant Stephens is 82 years young. And Pleasant has had some health challenges, but his mind is as sharp as a tack. He's still active. So I'm glad you mentioned that, Pleasant, because we want to add into this because you don't have any excuses. So we're looking at you can be as young as Laura Nelson, who was 11, or she's 12 now, or older than Pleasant Stephens and still do this. So, Pleasant, any comments?
Well, the only comment that I have is how are we going to transfer the money from my pocket to yours?
Well, once again, it all goes through Patreon. And Robin, you want to break that down?
Patreon's
a website. Okay, well, Patreon is a website. Patreon, you just go on. Matter of fact, if people are online right now, you go to Patreon, and then you can log into that. And then you look for We're a Creator on there. It's My House TV. The page is already set up. It's My House TV. And then you select the membership. Now, I've got four listed on there. But right now, people can only sign up for two. One of two. You can't sign up for both. You can only sign up for one of two out of the four that I have on there. You can sign up. You can be an official Patreon for just $1 a month. Once again, that $1 is used to help underwrite the cost of this podcast on, Blog Talk Radio and StreamYard and occasionally Zoom. That's what that $1 a month is for. And then, but the brainstorming one, the one that you can start to make money with, is the $5 brainstorming Patreon membership. And then you just click on join, and then that runs you through the process of how to do that on that.
Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Pleasant.
For today, because this is the first day of us doing this, hold off on that. Because I just want to expose people to this. Because I'm not trying to take any money today. I'm just trying to let people know what's out there. Tomorrow we can start that off later today. But I just wanted to get people's basic idea. The next thing I want to go to is this. Okay. Laura Nelson. She had to look for materials. So one of the things that we're going to be doing on a daily basis is looking for materials. Now, the common denominator with everybody on this line is we have internet connections and we got the electronics where we can do online searches. So it's digital, right? So if we need, let's say we're looking for campers, just like Laura Nelson. Once again, we're either going to buy one or build one. So the easiest thing I think we can do, mimicking Laura Nelson, is and Lamar Alexander with the solar cabin. Okay. We're going to get online every day, and all right, because we do during our brainstorming sessions. Okay.
Yep.
We have to identify what tools we need. Okay. Who's got the tools?
Yes.
Okay. And how are we going to get the tools?
Yes.
And then, of course, how much we're going to pay for the tools? Because we only got a budget of $1,050. And we're thinking on paper first before we spend a penny. That's why I'm not taking any. Don't even go to. Look over the It's My House TV Patreon page. We're not ready for you to join yet. Not even for the dollar thing. Because I want people to be clear. Documenting all this stuff, too. All right. So we might need 2x4s. We might need screws. What kind of screws? We might need nails.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of nails? We might be two. Mm-hmm. We need 2x4s. Obviously, we're not going to be able to shop retail. We're not going to be going to Home Depot, Lowe's, Menards, or Ace Hardware on a regular
weekend. I know where you can get a whole bunch of them right now for free. You want
right.
to go where?
That's why, right, Robin. We're going to have to use millionaire thinking, and we're going to have to go on various online sites, and we're going to have to go shopping to try to get this stuff at a discounted price. And a lot of it we can get
LA,
for new.
L.A., it's going to be real, real hard for me to refrain from giving out the information here, you know, to reserving it to give it over on Patreon. So you might have to mute my microphone.
Well, you know what? You know, for the sake of this podcast today, because we're going to give people a glimpse. And you know what? We might do that all this week. We'll do it all this week before people give up a dollar. You know, you're unfiltered this week, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And spout it out.
Okay.
Because mm-hmm. what we want people is, this is what you're going to be paying for. Your $5
okay, so,
a month. Go ahead, Robin.
So watch this real, real quick. Without spending a dime, you can resolve a problem. So those places where in cities where they have people have abandoned RVs and motorhomes and stuff like that, or they've cleared out a homeless RV encampment, but those vehicles
mm-hmm.
are still sitting there. Okay, I guarantee
right.
you go to them. And they will gladly give you those if you just take them away. So that's just a caveat for everybody, okay? It's just
yeah,
a free
so
one right
you'll
there.
You'll be getting information because, like I said, we've got a budget. It's only $1,050, and there's only three in the group.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So we're not going to be shopping retail. I mean, some
mm-hmm.
things, when push comes to shove, might end up We're at, you know, Home Depot, Lowe's, Menards, Ace Hardware Store, something like that. But a lot of this stuff, we're going to have to do some shopping. Bargain
yeah.
shopping. Dumpster diving.
Yeah.
We're going to have to do
yeah.
that. Yeah. Now, matter of fact, now, what Robin gave out, and this goes back to Pleasant, she's 3,000 miles away from where I'm at right now, at least. Okay, so I might be able to take that information. Matter of fact, that might, I know I will. And okay, then I know where to go looking if I need a particular item or what have you. So Pleasant, that's how that works. Although you might not physically be here, but that's all right. You're giving us an idea that we can act on.
Mm-hmm. Or ask somebody to help or hire someone to help. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, we didn't physically build the house that I'm living in. You know what I mean? So
right. So Pleasant, any feedback?
No, I'm ready to start action. No,
okay. And now, and there'll be other things that, like, one of the things that Laura Nelson did was, not because she's an arts and crafts type person. Laura, I think Laura made the curtains for her camper. So I'm going to throw the ball in your court, Pleasant, because one of the things that you know well, and you got an associate there, Al Zora, is, you know, some of the things, you know, it's, we might have to, you know, the item that we might want to sell would be curtains that somebody within the group made. So any comments on sewing Pleasant or the importance of knowing how to do it or partnering with somebody that knows how to sew?
Well, we can do I'm pretty sure Al Zora want to teach us, so.
Okay. All right. Now you and your wife is growing food up there, isn't she?
Yeah.
Right. See, and we can – that's another thing that we can prepare for when we get to the fourth tier, which is the e-village thing, because people can grow their own food within their own compound of little tiny village. So there's a lot here, but it all starts at, like I say, this is a brainstorming thing. So, all right, Robin, matter of fact, if we go on Facebook Marketplace, matter of fact, Robin, can you go to Facebook Marketplace? Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
Yeah, let's start looking in your neck of the woods. And people, this is going to give you an idea. Because if I go on Facebook Marketplace, and Robin, I'm going to ask you to look for campers. Oh, you know what? Pallets. Let's look for pallets. Because in my neck of the woods.
Yeah,
P-A-L-L-E-T.
Like wooden
with
pallet?
With an S on the pallet. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You found some?
I don't know why
Facebook
I'm looking for pallets, but okay.
Well, I'll tell you why.
Oh, wait a minute. I saw pallets free. Pallets free, all
right.
Near
now,
all
right,
me.
Let's start right there. The reason why I mentioned pallets is because
we're going to be
using different building materials from time to time. So pallets, we can use pallets to build our buildings, or you know, our little tiny houses.
That is so smart. That's where you get your wood.
We can also use pallets to build furniture.
Yeah.
There's a young lady in Kenya, Africa. She was unemployed. And she taught herself carpentry by taking pallets and making them into furniture. Now she's got a staff of people that helps her. So, all right, because like I say, Robin's out on the West Coast, the Pacific Northwest, near Seattle, Washington. So that's going to be a very important building tool that we're going to use. I mean, material that we're going to use. So, Robin, you said you found some for how much?
I saw pallets free near me.
There you go.
And there's a whole bunch of them. And then there's some for $4, $1, $1. $5 free.
That pallets are going
to
be now.
But you have to
people
take all
that
are, of
what
them.
We're doing right now, people. What you're hearing right now, people, is a brainstorming session. You're not going to hear this after this week. You're not going to hear this on one of our regular live streams no more, unless you go back and find this one particular podcast where we're talking like this, and that's okay. But this is the type of information that you're going to hear on our Patreon session on the $5 within the $5 membership. Now you're going to hear an announcement on it with the $1 membership, but this is the kind of information for $5 a month you're going to hear. So in Robin's neck of the woods, now because we got a budget up and we don't spend a penny, we think on paper first. So we know that we're going to have a cash budget of $1,050 minus whatever Patreon's going to take. And, all right, we already know that we don't have to go to Home Depot, Menards, or Lowe's, or Ace Hardware Store, Lumber 84. We already know in Robin's neck of the woods where to go get this.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah,
we might have
yeah.
to factor in something in the budget. Robin says I can go pick them up for free, but I got to pay a driver whatever $25 or $30 to go pick them up and haul them back.
Yeah, and then I would.
But we know that up front.
That, and before I would do that, I would go on my social capital because I'm pretty sure that I've helped someone or I've done something or blah blah blah. That all I have to do is just ask. Hey, you mind running me up 75 miles up here on this freeway, I-5 north towards Canada, and pick up these pallets? Yeah, I need you to bring your truck, empty it out,
right,
and let's
so
go for
what,
a ride.
What we'll be doing, what we'll be doing is what, because I'm in Florida. I'm 3,000 miles plus away from Robin right now. Okay. Pleasant is halfway across the country from her. He's in Chicago. So if when we do a project in her neck of the woods, like say Monday through Friday from here on out, where it's my house, the first 30 minutes of the podcast, if not the last 30 minutes, we're going to be looking for materials and tools every day. Now, Robin, here's the next thing. Look for an electric screwdriver. Let's stick to Facebook Marketplace for right now. And she's already located.
An electric
screwdriver,
drill. And this is a good example because watch this. Somebody could say, "Well, I don't have a computer. All I have is my phone." Well, in the brainstorming, I could be looking it up in my area, your area, wherever, right? So
right.
That's easy. Electric
right.
grill?
No. Screwdriver.
Screwdriver.
Yeah. Is it electric screwdriver or drill?
Screwdriver. Okay. And let's go, bam.
And then there'll be a visual section because we'll be doing live streams
there,
so we can see each other.
There's a whole. Yeah, well, all of this will be televised because
right.
remember we have a television channel. You have to remember
right.
that. You're used to coming on the phone, but you actually have a TV channel. You have had for over a year now. Anyway,
well, we're going to put it to use now. Yeah.
I see $4 for a set. Oh, those are bits. A cordless powered screwdriver, electric drill power is $12. And I see one for $29, $8.
Okay. This is how it's going to work. So we're on a budget. So we have to shop as much as possible for quality stuff that is not priced at retail prices. And we're gonna lay out all the materials, all the tools we need, and then we're going to look. Now, Robin's only using one source right now, and that's Facebook Marketplace. There's also eBay. There's also Craigslist.
Yep.
There are other sources, but I think those are the best three. But in the process, we'll find out other things.
And then I've learned OfferUp. I don't know if anyone's familiar with that, but my daughter comes in with trinkets and stuff almost every day. She's coming in the house with something, pictures for
right.
her wall, a whole new pots and pans set. Coming, walked in the bathroom one day, and the bathroom was all the bathroom was new. I was like,
right.
where you been with your non-working self? You got money? Because she owes me.
Well, some of this stuff, you know, some of the stuff we're going to run across, well, like you just ran across pallets. Some of those, if you pick it up from that one particular vendor, pick them up, it's free.
And again, too, now watch this, social capital. Some of these things, people, somebody in we might have possession of,
right.
or we might know someone that has possession of, where we wouldn't have to necessarily buy them.
Right.
You know, you could borrow them, but you got to
right.
be responsible. When you borrow people's tools and use them, you have to care for them, clean them, and
that's true, because
return
tools,
them.
Right, because tools can walk.
Please.
Yeah, tools can walk. So, like, well, you know, when the money is used, they just get taken. These groups of three, you know, Robin can build up, all of us can build up our individual tool chest. So we don't have to spend money on certain tools after once we get them. Now, let me fast forward Once we got the tools and the materials that we need for a particular project in, you know, in whatever, in this case, Everett, Washington, after we got it built, part of the brainstorming session too is, now on Facebook, you've got Facebook Live. After something's built, after we built this thing in Everett, Washington, Chicago, or here in Florida, or wherever, then we can put it up for sale. Now, this is the easiest part. We can put it up on Facebook Live. Somebody can come by locally and pick it up, or we can decide to make it into a kit they can pick it up. Or now, what I'll be doing here in Florida is for the first four projects that I'm participating in on this end, it'll be, okay, this is going to stay in the backyard so people can see it. And then I can rent it out because that'll be another source. I call my source of income geese that lay golden eggs. So for me, that'll be another geese that'll lay a golden egg. Then I got the four acres up 3 hours away from here, still in Florida. I can put three cabins on that. All right. So 3 acres on 4 days, and then you know we can put it on Facebook Live. The whole process of that. There's also Airbnb, so we'll go through all that at the proper time too. That's why we'll have daily briefings at least 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, weekends when needed, so people can get the whole process down. And that's just for $5 a month. You know where to shop for the materials, the tools, how to put things together. You got the visual. You got a support system. And it's all towards getting your $5 back when you get into a project. So overall, that's my take on it. And just doing a little bit every day. Just doing a little bit every day. So Robin knows where to get the materials and the tools just from one source at her fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
Then when we really get into this, we're going to have you order us lunch.
Okay. Yeah, because you're not real good at that. I don't care where you're at. I'm sorry, Pleasant.
How do we move this project, this part of that we are pulling together, the tools and stuff, to a location to where it's going to be put together?
Say that again, Pleasant.
How
are we going to move this product that we are making to a location of where this stuff is being assembled?
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Just using me as an example. Actually, we can use you as an example. Okay. This is a hypothetical because I've been to your house before up in Chicago. You've got a pretty nice chunk of land where you can work and build. So something can be built, you know, right on your property. And we can build it and then have it in, or put it in kit form, and people can pick it up and then take it the way they want to do, place it on their own particular property. Or we can get a piece of property like where we, you know, the day we spent together up in Chicago, you know, up in Pembroke and Hopkins Park, get a piece of land up there and, you know, people can buy the kit. I mean, they can buy the kit. And the land from us, and up in Pembroke, someplace like Pembroke. You know, I don't know all the neck of the woods up there you do. I'm just saying because that's all I know up there. And I was only up there for a few hours.
Well, I'm just trying to get this station here as to where we can distribute it to the buyer.
Well, one thing is, I mean, I'll put it this way. Once Robin has set up shop up that way, if something can be going on a regular daily basis or bare minimum weekly basis, where, I mean, Robin, how long did it take you to look up the wrench, or not the tool and material total? Because it doesn't take that long to find
seconds.
This stuff.
It only
right.
took a few seconds
here's the thing. Once we put this stuff on Facebook Live or Facebook Marketplace just that. I'm not even going to get into Craigslist and eBay. All right. The easiest thing to do will be to sell this stuff because there's people looking for places to live. They want a turnkey situation or a near turnkey situation. Because if we build the kit, you know, the kit can be put together in less than an hour.
Yeah.
So it can be a regular source of income anywhere you want it to be with boots on the ground people. But you're going to have to be boots on the ground. You're going to have boots, like the three people on the phone right now, I'm boots on the ground in Florida. Your boots on the ground in Chicago, and Robin's boots on the ground in Washington State.
Yep.
You know,
and
so now
me,
for me, like I said,
I got my backyard, and I got the four acres,
and I know
operate.
How to get more acres.
Yep. And because I'm digital, I can operate, I can be in one location and operate somewhere else remotely. I specialize in that.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, the key is having you have to have at least one person that you can trust boots on the ground.
Well, that comes with that, the vetting of all that comes with the participation in the Patreon. So
right. Well,
that,
like
that
I got you two on the line. See, I've known you two. I've known Robin almost. It'll be December 24th. It'll be 8 years. Actually, it's probably 8 years right now. It's December 24th when I started at my house, but I knew a little bit before that. And then I met Pleasant online probably 6 months after that. Online, and I've known Pleasant for 7 years. So. So like I said, you guys know boots on the ground people in your neck of the woods that I don't have to worry about that aspect of it.
Yep.
And then we got control of the cost. Robin has found a source of free or low cost stuff, and then and through these brainstorming sessions, all right, Robin, we need this dimensions of pallets. All right. You know, we need they got to be as clean looking as possible, that type of thing. Anyway, with the brainstorming sessions, we think everything out to the penny on paper first. So what I like about it like Chicago, Bridget, okay, and Pleasant, you're the one that put me on the Bridget. Bridget is she's a pallet person up in Chicago, up in that neck of the woods. So, but, you know, we got to think about tools, you know, where Robin, you know, so I'm pretty confident. If we stick to those two people, you know what, the three things that you guys have heard on here a gazillion times, if Laura Nelson can do it at 11, and she's only 12 now, we can do it. If Lamar can do it by himself, and he built his cabin cost $2,000, okay, we can, with Robin finding materials like that, we already know that, you know, we might not be able to do 100% of the cabin that way, but a good portion of it can be done with what she found already. The tools, everything we need, Robin's already got access to it. Because if she found the drill bit, as a matter of fact, I'd even ask her about the drill bit. She ran across that first, because we're going to need those too. And then Robin will be able to buy it and keep it.
Uh-huh.
We want Robin to build up her tool arsenal. So on the next project that she's involved in, we know we don't have to buy the drill bits or the cordless drill.
Yep, and
so we're saving
those
money.
Tools, and those tools can be shipped to another location to start them off if they don't have tools.
See, that's another. That's all part of the brainstorming. That's all part of the brainstorm. Once again, $5 a month.
What did I win? Did I win anything?
Well, once you might get that cordless drill. But you know what? Later on down the line, people will be able to win, and this is your expertise. They'll be able to get a lunch.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Man, that Subway sandwich. We can get you a Subway sandwich darn near anywhere around the world.
And I can testify to that because I had one of those courtesy of Robin September 1st, I think.
Yeah.
Had everything that I wanted on it.
Yeah, don't tell me you're hungry, okay? And all it took was a discussion. Everything happens in the chat room. Watch this.
Right.
That upper room with Jesus and the disciples, that upper room, that was a chat room. And everything happened, the signs and wonders and miracles. Everything happened with dialogue, with discussion.
Now, you know what, this idea just popped in my head, what you're saying, and this goes back to what Pleasant was asking about Laura Nelson, how she pull it off. All right, Laura Nelson had, this is who worked on her camper, her mom, dad, grandmother, let's say she had at least two of her, you know, friends that helped in Laura, so that's six people. So she didn't have to pay a paycheck to them, but people get hungry when they're working. You know, they had to, you know, Lois was sewing curtains, and they had to clean out the van and sweep and mop and disinfect. People work out by appetite. So I'm pretty sure that within that budget, which Robin will, you know, she'll train us on that because that's Robin's expertise. Now, my expertise is eating it. But she put that whole thing together that day I ate lunch on Robin. And she can order, she can teach us how to order Subway or whatever, and they'll door dash it to that work location. So although people might not, your little team, your nine friends or whatever it might be, they might not be getting a paycheck, but they're getting a meal.
And watch this, L.A., okay? So I LLC'd. I made a business, a family business, if you will, right? And then because we were discussing business, right, and you got hungry during that, I was able to write that off as a business expense. Look at that. Okay?
Right.
This is another reason why I encourage people families become an LLC. Go get a tax ID number, figure out something that you can do, and register your business with the state, and there you go. There's lots of advantages as well and benefits that you can extend just like that. So, okay?
Right.
Yeah.
So this is what we've been doing today is essentially this is a good example of what, and there'll be more because, like I said, there'll be a visual part to this. We're not doing a visual part right now. But what we've been discussing didn't need a visual. All right, is we've been putting out the ideas, and this is what we'll be doing. And then eventually we'll have, matter of fact, well, we got enough time today. You know what? We can probably work on two projects to start off, physically speaking. I'm here in Florida, and then you're up in Everett, Washington.
Uh-huh.
So we can, you know, we can flip-flop. One day we'll be – tomorrow we'll do Florida, where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll share what resources I have and then what I'm going to need. And then Wednesday – now, Thursday we got a guest, but she doesn't come on until the 11 o'clock hour or 10 o'clock hour Eastern Standard Time. But we're going to take the first 30 minutes and brainstorm.
This is a good reason why you want to have the small group so that you have time to focus on
right.
You can give each location the focus that it's going to need to get it through, and no
right.
one's
and
going
we,
to get
so
lost.
So I'm glad
in the
we
show.
Set it at we set a group
three.
At no more than three people.
Mm-hmm.
No more than three people. You're right. So
now
everybody
that
get enough.
Mean, that doesn't mean that. Well, I won't have a chance to get in because you're only taking three people. No, we just once we get three people, then we'll start another group of three.
Right.
Yes,
exactly.
We're just letting you
you're
know
right.
that it'll be. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this would be an opportunity for it's a housing program, a housing ministry, if you will. So people that don't have any experience, you don't have to have credit. You don't even have to have a job. You won't have to go
you're
through
you
that.
Know, you're
that,
absolutely right,
that,
Robin. You do not. That, Laura Nelson at 11 had no job. I mean, other than babysitting
okay.
gigs. All right. Had that, no 9-to-5. No credit
mm-hmm.
score. She's not even
yep.
of legal age.
Yep. So
that's why I'm saying,
you know,
no excuses.
It can be done. So, and everything doesn't take money. Well, actually, first of all, the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. So it's the blessings that make you rich, not money. Money does not make you rich. And then watch this. We have to remember that people, we vibrate at a frequency, right? And we're energy, right? So we are actually the currency, okay? We look at that dollar bill and we look at that as being currency. No, it's just a bill. And bills are owed and paid. We're
right.
currency, which moves, which forever,
okay.
perpetually moving forward. Uh-huh. And we
oh,
can exchange.
Fact,
uh-huh.
Let me, oh, what was that didn't want to do? Go. If you go to our Patreon page, It's My House TV, and you scroll down, there's a video there that says It's My House, oh, no, about It's My House TV. If you click on that video, now, the voice that you hear speaking, but you can't see the person, the voice is mine because I took that video when I bought that land 5 years ago. It's 4 acres, so some of the things that we'll be building will be ending up when I take a new video, but that's the 4 acres in Hamilton County, Florida, all right, where I have that land right now. And then so you can click on that video, and it's I have e-commerceville on there, but the name that I have for it is Earth Wealth Yeah, Earth Wealth Energy Village. And I'll explain that at a later date with a video on that, too. Some of the things that we'll be covering within this the $5 brainstorming membership is we'll be talking about manufacturing, which Pleasant Stephens put me on it at. We mentioned we'll have daily and weekly build camps, assembly line science, you know, how assembly lines work. Widgets. Now, our widget in this case will be, you know, tiny little houses or, you know, kits we'll make in the kits. That's our widget. But your widget might be cupcakes, bread pudding, a lawnmower, I don't know, vegetables in the garden. So we'll go through, we'll have other people that have other ideas as well. Marketing
Ellie,
strategies.
Do we have any callers on the line?
No, we had one, but they dropped off.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I had a guest come on.
Yeah, they were on here for a while, but they dropped off.
Yeah, I had someone call to listen in.
Okay. Then there's wait a minute. It's e-commerce villages, which is offline backyard factories. And manufacturing are also turning problems into profitable products. They just had a hurricane in New Orleans, Louisiana, rather. So, you know, you can take some of those problems anywhere, actually. And it doesn't have to be a storm. If you're a person who's had their electricity cut off, okay, you know, what kind of products can you make to alleviate that?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, those are some of the things that will be covered. And much more with our brainstorming session.
I have to go for today.
Okay, well, that basically wraps it up for me, too. Pleasant, any other comments or ideas? Pleasant, if he's there. He might not be here. Okay, well, essentially, okay, then we'll wrap it up then. But that what we went through today was what you'll get with the $5 session. Now, of course, now we're going to have our pens and paper ready. Because, all right, we can write down pallets, all right, free, all right, next item, and then, you know, we can budget things out. So in any event, people, that's it for today. Everybody have a good rest of the day. Remember, we take the first 30 minutes out of every It's My House from here now on, and we basically brainstorm on projects that we're putting together offline.